under the same blanket can gain warmth from each other. But how can one be warmed alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a threefold cord is not easily broken. You know what this says? Life is not meant to be done alone. The devil picks you off when you're alone. And our vision here at YCF is to gather, to worship him, to gather together, to grow, to connect, and then to go. And this connect part, I see it happen all the time. And I want to brag on our men's, they are the maintenance outdoor. You think they just cut the lawn. They don't weed, though. Darn. Keep going, because I'm going to weed. Okay, but you know what happened? I watched this group connect. I have watched guys that thought they were coming just to cut lawn. I've watched their lives change because they started connecting. And without naming names, with this one gentleman, just a real crisis in his family. And he's also really mechanical and stuff. So we were like, yay, he's on the team. But God did so much. He started connecting. Brenton was just, where's Brenton? He went downstairs. Oh, there you are. Okay, no names, okay, besides Brenton. Brenton started connecting with this guy, and family started changing. I've seen it over and over and over. So I just want to encourage you, this church exists, not just so you come here on Sunday, though I do love looking at your faces. I love watching your baby, and look at that headband. It's so adorable. But this church exists because we believe when you connect, you make a difference. And when you make a difference, somebody's lives is changed, and then lives are changed, and it just multiplies. So I am, yes, God spoke the vision to Jack and I, but you are what makes the vision real wherever you go. So I just applauding you and Jesus. Amen. So don't get caught in bed alone. Now, that would be a sermon. Okay. Ushers, would you give everybody one of these, okay? Everybody should get one of these that says paid in full. Now, paid in full is the title of our message. And I always encourage you to take notes. So this is your little notepad. Or you can do this. Every time I say the cross, everybody say that. You can put a strike. And then you go one, two, three, four. What do you do with the fifth one? You go across, right? So through the message, if you just don't feel like taking notes, you are a scorekeeper. And the person with the most score, you can be first in line on the communion fellowship. So what word are you keeping score on? The cross. Wait a minute. What word? The cross. Okay. Paid in full. The cross. So that's your notes. Again, so good to have Tom and his family here. So you were up for graduation. Your Alicia's sisters? No way. That little kid cracks me up. Oh, God. Hallelujah. One of the fun things to look at Tom and to look at some of my, I won't embarrass you because I changed your diapers. Tom came after diapers, okay? But he was a little kid with Believer Bear, all right? And it is a healthy church to see generations. To see generations, and to pass on and to keep going on. So just pass on, and we keep going on. So good to see you. You remind me that my hair color comes every 4 weeks. Hallelujah. Amen. So today is the second Sunday of every month, and we usually try to do communion fellowship. We don't have a fellowship hall, so we tear apart this place in how many minutes, Bob? 10. We got it down. 10 minutes, and we see, now this is not a mess, and we ran out of closet. These things, tables are here for a purpose. We're going to set up tables and bring up our crock pots and stuff like that. But today we're going to today we are going to receive communion, not during the fellowship meal. We're going to receive it this morning in the service. I do that for some reasons, and other reasons, it's da-da-da-da, but God told me to do that today. So that's the thing. Now, it's so interesting. We're going to have communion. And unless I give you, or excuse me, unless you have an understanding, it's just crackers and juice. And there have been a lot of us and seasons in our life where it's just crackers and juice. All right, so we need to have an understanding of what communion is about. In order to have an understanding about communion, you have to go to the cross. Did you put a strike down? Oh, no, 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 no. You guys are at the end. I'm sorry. You're at the end. We're working on directions here. That's my fault. My fault. Okay. Antonio's gang, thank you. All right, all right. All right. The cross is probably the most important thing about your Christianity. The cross, and when you say the cross, a lot of people just think, oh, yeah, I wear it around my neck. I actually have one with opals. It was what Jack gave me as an engagement present. And then I broke the chain, and I don't wear it anymore, okay? A lot of people have them gold, and they wear them around the neck. Some people, when you say the cross, they think it's wood. Well, that's historically probably correct, right? Some people, when you say the cross, it's something you hang on a church, which we haven't done one in a long time, or on top of a steeple. It costs too much for that thing, all right? But if I were to give you my simplest definition, write this down. The cross is simply love. The cross is the goodness of God and the love of God. And we have to have an understanding of that, or it's just crackers and juice. So today that's what God's put on my heart. I will say, without the cross, we'd all go to hell. I used to love to say that in children's ministry. And then I'd get all the kids going, come on, let's say, hell, hell, hell. You know, because you teach your kids not to say bad words and they finally get to do this. Ah, oh, hell. So much fun, so much fun. But listen, hell is not a place you want to ever go. All right? Hell is not a place you want to go, and you're not coming back once you go there. So the cross is very important. The cross changed my life. How many people would raise your hand and say it changed your life? Amen. Good. It did. It changed my life. And the Bible says in Luke, it says, to whom much has been forgiven, loves much. I think it's Luke 7. Look it up later. To whom much has been forgiven, that person will love much. All right? And if you don't understand the cross and what Jesus did for you, you don't love much. You don't, now, you know, it's not loving money, but you don't love much the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that, I see that a lot in people, and you go, I thought they became a follower of Jesus. You know, and you look at the things going on in their life, and I bring them back to the cross and say, I don't think they understand the cross. Because when you know what happened on that cross, your life will forever be changed. Forever. So we sing a song, Take Me Back to the Cross. Yeah, you do that. So let's pray. Father, today I pray for each person in this place that you would open their eyes to their understanding. You'd open their heart. Father, that you would reveal what your plan was, is, always has been, and what transpired in on the cross and what has been made available to us. Father, make it so big, this encounter today, that will forever be changed. And Father, I ask you for words that would just speak this clearly. And I thank you also for the word that it just pierces hearts and it just explodes big in our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, would you all turn over to 1 Corinthians? All right, 1 Corinthians, praise Jesus. I have a really short message and then we're going to receive communion. 1 Corinthians 1. Starting in verse 17 and 18, I'll eventually get to 18. I didn't get lost. I just eventually get there. 1 Corinthians 1. Now, let me tell you about the Corinthian church. I think our church is doing great. First off, the Corinthians had a reputation. Like someone say, oh, West York people, they're a bunch of blah, 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 blah. Well, the Corinthians had a reputation. They were a bunch of blah, 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 blah. But their blah, 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 blah was they were hard drinkers, very sexually impure. Pretty unruly and just pretty much ungodly. But they had the biggest reputation in the area for being that way. And God put on Paul's heart to go where no man has ever gone before. So he went to Corinth. And that really was his commission, to always go where the gospel had never been preached. And I want to just say this on the side. You'd be amazed in York County where the gospel has not been preached and you are called to go. Okay? That was a side sermon. Okay, so Paul was called to go to Corinth, and he stayed there for about a year and a half, and he preached the cross. He preached the message of the cross, and many became followers of Christ. And then he stuck around that time for a year and a half. You know, he wasn't a love them and leave them. He stayed there for a year and a half, and he instructed them in how to do life. How to do life. I love it. You know, babies you just plop in your lap and you go, where the heck are the directions? Well, Paul sat around with these babies and taught them how to do life. And then Paul had to get out of there because he was called to go where no man was called to go. And sometime later, he got this report that the Corinth church was a mess. We would call them backsliders. And they were doing it. They were doing the mess really big. So some of the mess, besides sexual immorality and stuff, was they had division. Now, if I were to say fractions, oh, that sounds so pretty. No, they had strife and division going on in church. In church? Could you, Lucy, can you imagine that? Okay. We won't talk about those things. But they had that stuff going on. And this was the message that Paul brought back to them. Now, I would have sat them all down, said, listen, you guys, knock it off. Because, you know, the mom and me would rise up. But Paul rose up and he wrote them a letter and he brought them back to the cross. And this is his message. By the way, the message straightened them out. So, 1 Corinthians 1:17. For Christ did not send me to baptize. Now, I have to tell you what was going on. They started, well, I'm of Apollo, and I'm of Paul, and I'm of Jesus, and I'm of this. And they were having division on who was their leader because of who baptized them. I mean, wow, wow, wow. They were so pitiful. Of course, we never have that happen at home. Jeez. Okay, so that's what was going on. So he said, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Underline that. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. I want to read it another translation. Amplified said, the cross of Christ should be deprived of force or be emptied of its power, rendered vain, fruitless, void of value, and of no effect. Okay, pop over now to Galatians 2, and I'm going to put these together. Sure, Pastor D. Yes, I am. Galatians 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. I really am just going to read 21, but I want you to look at 20. This is who you are. This is what happened to you. And I put this scripture in my heart years ago, and I would say it, and I would say it, and I would say it. Because somebody else, a different voice, was trying to tell me something different. So if ever you want to just start your day saying the right thing, because you listen to the right voice, this is it. But I'm going to read it because sometimes I do the Cashman version. Ready? Here we go. So Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Raise your hand if that's you. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me, and underline this part, gave himself for me. Isn't that a beautiful story of your life. That's your life. I just love saying that. Okay, but that's not what I'm reading. Okay, verse 21. I do not set aside the grace of God. Another translation says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Jesus Christ died in vain. The NIV says, if righteousness could be gained through the law, then Christ died for nothing. You put that together with 1 Corinthians 1:17, and it's talking about the cross is zero. What makes the cross zero? Nothing, vain, of no effect. And Paul's asking that question, and I have to ask that question. How can you make, now first off, let me back up. Who is he writing to in Corinthians? Believers or non-believers? Who is he writing to in Galatians? Believers or non-believers? Okay, are you a believer? This is to you. So this is a question you have to ask yourself for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life, are you making the cross of no value, zippo, not powerful, all right? So I caught myself 2 weeks ago doing this. God arrested me. He arrested me, and he said, what are you doing? And I knew I didn't have to answer because my answer was the wrong answer, and, you know, he knew. And I started, I got myself into some of this, where actually Christ died for nothing, empty of power. All right, so now, if I had a flashlight, which I forgot to bring up, a little visual, if I had a flashlight, it works because of batteries inside of it, and it has power. If I take those batteries out of my flashlight, it is empty of power. Have you ever run around the house? It's when the lights all go out and the electricity, and we have them on top of my refrigerator in this basket. And I grab one, and they're not working. And I find out later someone had swiped all my batteries. I was like, tell me, and I'll buy more. But that battery was empty of power. And the cross, we can make empty of power. But how do we do that? Well, let me tell you since you asked. First, that's what was going on with the Corinthians. They started making the gospel message, the cross, empty of power. How did they do it? They started to try to perform. And you know what? I do a good song and dance. But that will, when I try to be good, I try to read my Bible, I try to live holy. You start making the cross, the gospel of no effect. And I was trying to do some things, and then I got into fear. And I sat in that seat, and I said, oh my gosh, what are you doing, girl? But I had to back up, and I started trying to perform, to hear God, do God, and stuff like that. So has anybody ever tried to perform to make God love him more? Have you ever tried doing fasting? I hate to fast. So God will do stuff in your life, that's when you make the cross of no effect. Okay? This message does get happy at the end. All right. So Paul brings his church back to the cross, and he tells them, your salvation is through the power of the cross. It's not by you doing stuff, your performance, or trying to live really good. And because, listen, you all know, Jesus bore our sins on the cross. He died for us. Right? You all know that? Listen, so, where's my paper? Paid in full. That's what happened on the cross. Jesus did it. It's paid in full. You don't have to do anything. He paid it all. Everybody say, paid it all. Paid it all. He paid it all. And when I start trying to do stuff, it's like, what? Okay, now, let me say, have you ever bought a car and you had to put a down payment down? Have you ever bought a house and you had to put a down payment down? I remember we went to my dad to borrow $3,000 so we could put the big money down so we could buy our house, or actually build our house. And my dad was so cute later, he says, whatever, we don't have to pay it back, so fun. But listen, when the car dealer, you go to him to buy a car, they usually want money down, and then you make installations, you make payments every month for about 3 years, right? Jesus did something once. He was the one payment. He paid in full your sin so you don't have to try to do anything. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful. I don't have to try to pray for an hour every day to get stuff from God. Jesus did it all, and he opened up a way after that for me to just go in and hang. Go hang in with God. Isn't that wonderful? That's called paid in full. All right? Now, when you start trying to, I have to read my Bible today, and I have to pray today, you start putting your trust in yourself and not the cross. And God snagged me on a couple of things I was doing. So I corrected that. So everybody say, paid in full. Amen. Amen. Now, when these scriptures, one of these scriptures says the law. Well, the law, and we think of Ten Commandments. No, the law is anything that you try to do to get to God. Anything you're trying to do to get to God becomes law. It also becomes bondage. And we were singing some wonderful worship songs, and I'm like, yes, that's exactly right. Yes. Goes with my message. All right. Okay, so question. What's the only thing we have to do? We don't make payments. Jesus paid in full. What's the only thing we have to do to enjoy salvation? How great is salvation? Just receive. Believe and receive. Believe and receive. Especially that receive part. All right? That's the only thing you have to do. I can do that. Because listen, guys, Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. Some days when you are working yourself up into a tizzy, just close your eyes and go, Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. Just knock it off, D. Jesus is enough. Just shut up. Be still. Jesus is enough. All right? Because I wake up and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't get any prayer time in this morning. What's God going to think of me? Just knock it off. Paid in full. Jesus is enough. All right? All right, turn over to Galatians 5. Galatians 5. Let's see. Galatians 5, 1 and 2. Galatians 5, 1 and 2. Stand fast in the liberty paid in full. Stand fast in the paid in full. Okay, see that word liberty? Stand fast in the paid in full, what Jesus did for you, by which Jesus made you free, and do not be entangled again in a yoke of bondage or law or performance or I gotta, all right? I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, and that's not talking about a physical thing, that was talking about trying to perform, to be good enough, to do stuff with God, all right? So he's saying, indeed, I, Paul, say, if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Jesus will be of nothing, a big zero in your life, all right? So what Jesus did on the cross was enough. Man, all the weights, big sighs of what Jesus did was enough. He was complete payment. Now, go back to 1 Corinthians. I said I was going to get to verse 18. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Just flip over. Okay, 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So, what is the message of the cross? What is the preaching of the message? Jesus paid it all. I don't have to fight and struggle to be made righteous. I am righteous. I don't have to fight, and I don't have to perform, and I don't have to do backflips because I can't anymore, because Jesus paid it all. I don't have to work at reading my Bible every day to get the blessings of God because they're already given to me because Jesus paid it all. So when I say I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed going in, blessed going out, it's all because Jesus on the cross, he paid it all. It's paid in full. So you should get up every morning going, watch out, devil. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm paid in full. I'm right. righteous, I'm holy, I'm powerful, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, I'm whatever else you know, that you need for that day. It's already yours. All right? Now, I want to say, this is for Tom and Alicia. All right? Now, you're going to say something. So, Tom, I have a gift for you and Alicia. And you're going to say, thank you. And then Tom's going to say, but Dee, what can I give you for it? Nothing. Well, could I pay you for it? No, Tom, it's a gift. It's a gift. That's the gospel. And sometimes we want to pay God for it. We want to perform for it. It's a gift. And all you have to do is say, thank you, it's enough. Thank you, it's enough. Thank you, it's enough. Thank you, it's enough. It's enough to, and the power of this gospel is enough to take you out of the kingdom of darkness and put you into the kingdom of the dear Son. It's enough to put your name and your access code right in, that you can come boldly to the throne of grace and just tell God you love him or what's going on in your life. The cross is enough. The cross is enough. I don't need to be asking. I just go thanking. That's that receive part. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. All righty. You know that scripture in Romans 8:1, for there is now therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ. There is a lot of times somebody's trying to talk to me, and it's Satan. And he starts trying to tell me, oh, Brenton, I saw what you did yesterday and what you said to Susan. How dare you come in here and play on the drums? All right? And this is where you stand fast in the liberty and you look at the cross and say, Jesus Christ paid in full all my sins, past, present, and I got news, I'm going to do some future. Some of you have seen them, okay? So there is therefore no condemnation. And we're going to stand fast in the liberty. All right? Now this happens only when you keep your eyes on the cross. Keep your eyes on the cross, and then you start saying, I've been paid in full. My past is past. I'm the redeemed. I'm perfect. Just go at it. Go at it. And then I just let paid in full. Paid in full. You know, I'm not too daffy on tattoos, but this would be a good one. Oh, praise the Lord. All righty. Romans 1, last scripture, and we're going to close. Romans 1:16. Hallelujah. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's the gospel message. That's the cross. That's what Jesus did for you. I'm not ashamed of that. All right? And I'm not performing for it either. I'm not ashamed of the gospel for Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. I believe in the gospel. I believe my life was paid in full, and I'm a new creature, and I am gloriously saved. I am changed forevermore, and I am not going to get over it. Some of you look like you got over it. Well, you better go back to the cross and don't get over it, all right? Amen. Hallelujah. So, is the cross important? Now, before we receive communion, hang tight, guys. My ushers, you can just kind of stand because you need to stand. But I have to do this with every eye closed and heads bowed. If there's somebody here and say, Pastor D, I didn't know that. I had no clue what Jesus did for me. And Pastor D, I want Jesus. I want to receive my debt paid. I want to receive a new life because it's a screwed up life right now. I want Jesus. Pastor D, would you pray for me? If there's anybody here, you just raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to make you come up front. You just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. And today will be the day of salvation. Today you will be marked, paid in full. Is there anybody here? Okay. This bunch. This bunch here, you guys are all the redeemed, right? Amen. Okay. Now, ushers, come on up. I'm going to let you serve. And Tom and whatever, here we go. While they're doing all that, come on, skadoodle. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the cross? Amen. Amen. Aren't you so blessed that God's love sent Jesus, always had you in his mind, always desired you to bring you back to him? Aren't you glad? And aren't you glad that on that cross, it was paid in full? It was finished. Jesus didn't have to jump up and down. Oops, I forgot to do healing. Oops, I forgot to do this. Oops, I forgot to do that. He didn't have to jump up and down. Aren't you glad? Amen. Praise God. The cross is the most powerful thing that's ever happened, and it's finished. It's so good. The cross is where the love of God is seen. The cross is where you see the goodness of God. And you know, some days, there's not much good coming down the road. Your boss is a pain in the, you know what? Your kids are out of control. I can't remember if I slept or what. And I go, wait a minute. The cross brought me to a good place, a perfect place. And I'm so glad for the cross. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand. Let's see. We want to sing after. We're going to sing. We're going to receive communion and then we'll just sing, okay? I got one of those. You know, right. Everybody stand. The Bible says, for as often as you do this, remember. So today, we had to do some remembering. Otherwise, this is just a matzah. This is just watered down grape juice. I will say, one time I ran out of grape juice and we melted freeze pops. So you may not know what's in there some days. I am very talented. Yep, they were purple. All righty. Hallelujah. As often as you do this, you remember. What are we going to remember, guys? The cross. Where Jesus' body was broken, where his blood was shed, where his life swapped out your stinking life and brought you a new life. And you are magnificent in the Father's eyes because of this cross. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have forever changed my life. Forever changed my life. And I have never been abandoned. You've never forsaken me. You have only brought me to a higher place, the place of blessings, where I'm complete, where you've made me mighty and I stand up. And I could roar like a lion because of the one who lives in me. And I'll never try to perform for what is given to me. I thank you. I thank you. This cross represents that you have been forgiven. This cross represents that you have been healed. This cross represents that you come behind in no good thing. And sometimes we have circumstances and symptoms that are screaming contrary to the cross. And today, we remember the truth. Finished work. Not only did Jesus die, but he rose again. And there's been a lot of people that have died through the centuries, but there's no one who rose again who is seated next to the Father in the place of glory, the King of Kings, the Lord of glory, the righteous one. Amen? And you're part of that family when Jesus is Lord of your life. Amen. So let's take our and you remember. And then you can take your cup and you remember. When When you finish remembering, how could you not fall on the ground and just weep, or just lift your hands and shout and praise? But we're going to praise Him. So, Father, we thank You. Thank You that we're paid in full. Thank You that there is power. Always has been, always will be. Thank You. Thank You for this. Thank You, Jesus, for the new covenant and the new life. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. I just thank You. Forever, forever, I thank You. My life. I am crucified with Christ, yet not I, but lives, but Christ lives. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live. Right place. Thank Him that your body's working the way it was meant to be. Thank Him that you are in the abundant place. Thank Him. Just thank Him. Amen. Thank You. Wow. Thank You. Book of Acts, it says they met daily in the temple, and then they met regularly house to house. That's why we started Communion Fellowship. One, we just needed to meet. We needed a time to connect. It was an interesting season back then when we started this. The economy went south, and things were interesting at YCF, and we started meeting together here at church to have a meal. And we'd bring up our crock pots. And I have seen people get to know one another. And it's a good thing. But it's not just a thing that you should do here. Please, don't just do it here. Go home and do it. Invite people to your house. Hot dogs and spaghetti, they're dirt cheap. Invite people over. I just invite you all over. Yeah, come on over, okay? And connect. Make a difference in someone's life. because of who lives in your life. You do make a difference. Amen. Well, I love you so much. Can't tell you enough. It's an honor to be a pastor here. And so we're going to, guys, come on up front, help Brother Bob. Ladies, if you could help throw crock pots into